So great to be learning together. Sephardic Tshuva of the Week. Here's an interesting story that happened in my family last night. For Chanukah, we had a little treat so that the kids would order Slurpees from 7-Eleven, some Coca-Cola brand. And they have it delivered to the house, and the gentleman who's delivering the Slurpees dropped one of the Slurpees, and he offered to pay for it, and we were trying to convince him. My younger son Hillel was trying to convince the gentleman, just let it go, we'll pay for it, don't worry, you don't have to give us back the money. And Hillel just wanted to say, just, you know, it's okay, you know, you keep the money, don't worry about it. But the gentleman wanted to pay for it from his own pocket, but Hillel didn't want to accept the money. At the end, he just was insisting on paying, so you just have to let it. You have to let it go because he wants to do the right thing. Great, but I think Hillel made the right offer to let the gentleman pay for it, even though, according to the strictly speaking, halachically, the gentleman dropped the Slurpee. And he should have to pay for it. He's a Shomer Sachar. He's being paid, or he's a Poel. He's being paid to deliver it. And it was Pishia, and it was negligent that he dropped it. And therefore, he should have to pay for it. But nonetheless, it's a good idea to go Lifnei Meshurat Hadin, to go beyond the halacha, and to let it go. And I thought it was comparable to the following very famous case in the end of the sixth parak of Gemara. Bab Metziah, Pei Gimel, says, the Gemara says as follows, that there were these, that Rabbi Bar Chana, we hear about him a lot in the Gemara, he hired these gentlemen to transport wine barrels. He was many of the Rabbanim, Amoraim, and the Tanaim, many of them were involved in a lucrative sale at that time. It was wine. He was a wine producer, wine dealer. And he hired these porters to transport his wine barrels, and they broke them, and they were negligent, and they broke them. And of course, strictly speaking, according to halacha, they have to pay for it. And they were very, very poor, and they didn't have the money to pay for it. And therefore, so what he did was shaka liglimahu, says the Gemara. He took their clothes as payment. So the porters went to in front of the Beit Din, they came in front of Rav, and Rav ordered Rav Bar Chana to return their clothes. And so Rav Bar Chana was indignant. He said, "Wow, well, that's not right. Amrle dina hachi, is this the halacha? This is not the halacha." So say in, yeah, it is the halacha. Why? Because according to Pasuk Mishlei, Leman Tilech B'Derech Tovim, that you have to go. Sometimes you have to go in the right way. You know, strictly speaking, you are due the money. You have to go sometimes beyond halacha. You have to go Lifnim Mishur Adin. You have to go beyond the law. And so he said, okay. He gave him back his clothes. Now these poor people said, Aniye Anan, that we are poor people, and we've paid. And we've been working hard the whole day, and we're hungry now. Now we don't have any money to buy food. So now Rav Bar Chana ordered Rav to Zil Hav Agrayu, go pay their salary for that you were going to give them for the day for transporting the goods. So Rav Bar Chana was shocked. Rav Bar Chana, he said, "Dina achi, is this the halacha? Is this it certainly is not the halacha, because not only they didn't have, why should they be paid? It's one thing that they don't have to compensate for the damage that they did. But it's quite another they'd be paid for a job that they didn't do." So he said, "In varachot tzadikim dishmor, that you're supposed to follow in the proper way of tzadikim and the paths of tzadikim. Sometimes you have to think of the bigger picture and not just go by the strict halacha." In fact, the Gemara in Bav Metziah, earlier in Bav Metziah, Daf Lamed said, "Lochavai Yushalayim," the second Beit Hamikdash was destroyed only because they went only according to din. They didn't go lifnei meshurat hadin. They didn't go beyond the letter of the law. Sometimes you just have to go. You have to just do the right thing. You have to go beyond the letter of the law, And that's what we're also commanded, Parshat Vayetchanan, Vasita Yashar Batov B'nei Hashem, that sometimes you have to go beyond and do the right and the good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to act lifnei mishurat hadin. Now the gentleman didn't want it. Gentleman didn't want it. He has his end, and it's good to take the money in that case, because if he's just for his own dignity, he felt it was proper, he caused the damage that he wanted to pay for it. So you also allow, you have to allow the gentleman to have his dignity as well. So you have to know how to do chesed, and you have to do chesed in the right way. And it's important to be able to act with chesed in the right way. Sometimes it's chesed to pay them, sometimes it's chesed to take the payment. May Hashem give us the proper judgment to know how to handle each case properly. And do it not only according to strict halakha, but even lifnei mishurat hadin, beyond what the halakha expects, and to bring credit to Hashem and to our Torah and to our avot. Wishing everybody in the whole Jewish community, wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much bryut.